Jamestown Dollars for Scholars receives donation. State Education Department encourages schools apply for grant. And this is the latest in news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting. The Jamestown Dollars for Scholars has received a donation from the Bank of North Dakota because of their involvement with the Jamestown Public Schools and the community. The organization received $1,000 because of their efforts, including creating a free application for federal student aid video, hosting a college application day, and financial aid night in 2019. These events allowed for more families to become more aware of the opportunities available in the state for planning and financing post-secondary education. The Dollars for Scholars in Jamestown plans on distributing over $30,000 to area high school students and recent graduates this year. The group organizes several fundraising activities throughout the year, including Dine to Donate events, annual membership drive, and the shoe drive. If you are interested in donating to the Jamestown Dollars for Scholars, head to NewsDakota.com and click on this story. State Superintendent Kirsten Baszler says a new grant will help strengthen the literacy skills of North Dakota students. Baszler is inviting North Dakota public schools to apply for a share of the $43.9 million grant. The money is coming from the Federal Department of Education over the next 5 years. Public school districts and early childhood care providers may apply for a share of the money. Application instruction workshops are starting January 14th. The application deadline is March 1st. Baszler says students of all ages will benefit from the grant. It is intended to help students build their writing, speaking, and reading skills. The grants will be focused on benefiting children living in low-income homes, those with disabilities, children who are homeless or in foster care, and those who are learning English as a second language. The Department of Public Instruction and the Department of Human Services Children and Family Services Division are implementing the grant. That's a look at news. I'm Jacob Just reporting.